Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Speak With No Fear by Mike Acker is a practical nonfiction guide on public speaking anxiety and presentation confidence. Positioned in the self-help and communication genre, it addresses a very common problem, the gap between knowing that speaking matters and actually feeling able to do it well. Rather than treating fear as a sign that someone is unsuited to speak, the book frames it as a manageable obstacle that can be reduced through specific habits and mental shifts. Acker draws on his background as a leadership and communications coach to present a series of 7 strategies that help readers prepare emotionally, think more realistically about audiences, and speak in a way that fits their own personality. The book is aimed at people who struggle with presentations at work, school speeches, formal talks, and other situations where visibility creates pressure. Its purpose is not to produce a polished performance style for everyone, but to help anxious speakers become more grounded, present, and effective. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the book treats public speaking fear as a practical problem, not a fixed identity. An essential idea in Speak With No Fear is that speaking anxiety should be understood and addressed as a specific problem rather than accepted as a permanent personal trait. The opening strategy, Uncover and Clean the Wound, reflects this approach by encouraging readers to identify the deeper causes of their fear instead of covering symptoms with short-term confidence tricks. That matters because public speaking anxiety often survives on vague dread and self-protective habits. By asking readers to examine where the fear comes from, the book pushes them toward a more diagnostic mindset. What exactly is triggering panic, shame, or avoidance? This framing is useful because it shifts attention away from broad self-criticism and toward workable causes. It also reduces the temptation to compare oneself with naturally fluent speakers, which the book explicitly discourages. In this way, the book treats fear as something that can be understood, managed, and improved through deliberate practice, not as proof that someone is incapable of speaking well. Secondly, it uses mental rehearsal to reduce panic before a speech begins. One of the book's most distinctive strategies is Imagine the Worst, which asks readers to picture a disastrous speaking scenario in advance. This may sound counterintuitive, but the goal is not pessimism. Instead, the method is meant to remove the shock factor that often intensifies anxiety in real time. When speakers mentally rehearse failure, they can think ahead about how they would respond if they forgot a line, lost composure, or faced an awkward silence. That preparation helps transform fear from an undefined threat into a set of manageable contingencies. The practical value of this approach is that anxiety often comes from uncertainty more than from the event itself. By imagining extreme outcomes, the speaker rehearses emotional regulation and learns that even a poor moment is not catastrophic. The book, therefore, uses preparation as a psychological tool, not merely a logistical one. It presents confidence as something supported by forethought, especially when forethought includes honest attention to what could go wrong. Thirdly, authenticity matters more than copying a generic speaking style. Speak With No Fear repeatedly argues that better public speaking does not require becoming a different kind of person. The strategy, You Be You. Grow Into You emphasizes alignment between delivery and personality, suggesting that a speaker is more credible and comfortable when the presentation reflects genuine temperament rather than a borrowed performance style. This is an important distinction because many people become more anxious when they try to imitate charismatic presenters or highly theatrical speakers. The book pushes back against that pressure by validating a range of natural communication styles. Its logic is that confidence grows when speakers stop fighting their own disposition and instead learn how to use it well. For some readers, that may mean being more calm and structured. For others, it may mean being conversational or reflective. The deeper point is that authenticity lowers internal resistance. When the delivery style matches the speaker, energy can be spent on communicating the message rather than maintaining an act. This makes the advice especially relevant for readers who assume public speaking success depends on extroversion or showmanship. Fourthly, the audience is reframed as a group of individuals rather than a judging crowd. Several of the book's strategies focus on reducing the sense of exposure that makes public speaking feel overwhelming. Speak to One is a strong example. It encourages speakers to connect with a few familiar faces before and during the speech, so the audience feels less anonymous and threatening. This works because a crowd often seems more intimidating when viewed as a single, impersonal mass. By restoring human scale, the speaker can focus on relationship instead of surveillance. The same logic appears in It's Not About You, which reminds readers that audiences are usually less preoccupied with the speaker than the speaker imagines. That insight matters because anxiety tends to inflate the sense that every mistake is being tracked and judged. The book counters this distortion by redirecting attention to the audience's needs. Speaking becomes an act of service rather than self-protection. This is one of the book's most useful contributions because it addresses not only nerves, but also the self-consciousness that fuels them. Once the audience is seen more realistically, the speaker can participate in the room instead of hiding from it. Lastly, the book turns nervous energy into focused presence and purposeful action. The final strategies especially channel the power and be in the moment. Focus on what to do with nervous energy rather than trying to eliminate it entirely. This is a realistic and effective position because complete absence of nerves is not the standard for good speaking. The book suggests that physical tension and mental alertness can be redirected into commitment to a positive outcome. That approach helps readers stop treating anxiety as an enemy that must be erased before speaking can begin. Instead, the energy is accepted, managed, and channeled toward the task at hand. Be in the moment adds another layer by stressing presence during delivery. Anxiety often pulls attention backward into self-monitoring or forward into imagined failure, so staying present becomes a way to maintain clarity and responsiveness. Together, these strategies emphasize control through attention focus on the current sentence, the current audience, and the current purpose. This is where the book becomes especially practical, because it links emotional regulation with performance behavior in a way readers can apply immediately. In conclusion, Speak With No Fear will be most useful for readers who want a direct, usable approach to public speaking anxiety rather than a theory-heavy discussion of communication. It is a good fit for professionals, students, leaders, and anyone who avoids presentations because of nervousness, physical tension, or overthinking. The book offers practical value by breaking fear into manageable parts its causes, its worst-case scenarios, the pressure to perform, the false assumption that the audience is judging every detail, and the need to stay present under pressure. Readers who work through these ideas are likely to gain not only more confidence, but also a clearer understanding of how their own habits shape speaking performance. Compared with many books in the genre, it stands out for its very specific, step-by-step structure and its refusal to rely on generic encouragement alone. Instead of promising instant charisma, it focuses on realistic psychological and behavioral adjustments that can make speaking feel less threatening and more controlled. That makes it a practical guide for gradual improvement, especially for readers who need a framework they can actually use before the next meeting, class presentation, or public address. If you would like to support Mike Acker, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.